As any of them, I believe that's Irene.
I know this Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store.
This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, after attorney L. Edwards opened up his law office, he very quickly found himself a client. However, when he discovered that the party his client was suing was none other than L. Edwards, he got out of the law business as quickly as he got into it. And now he and Abner are devoting their full time to running the store and their motion picture theater. As we're looking on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot 'em Down Store and Library discussing their financial condition.
All right, there you are. $6.
Huh?
I mean, you've been in the store business for years and years, and at the end of all that time, how much have you got? A little over $6.
Well, now, look, Lum, if you actually need a little extra money,
I don't need none. Just trying to point out that this store ain't never going to get us no place.
Well, it's always paid our bills, old Lum. It's been our bread and butter, you might say. Or, well, the bread, anyway. I ain't so sure about the butter here lately.
Yeah, you're right. It has been our bread and butter. But it's high time we was getting a little jelly on that bread and butter now.
Jelly?
Yeah.
Oh, Dogie, wait a minute. Are you hungry, Lum? Well, why didn't you say so? Just go over to the place where Elizabeth will fix you up a
sandwich. I'm hungry. I'm just trying to point
well,
out...
Well, Elizabeth will be proud to fix you something, Lum. What kind of jelly do you favor?
I don't want no jelly of no kind.
Blackberry?
I just used that as an example. Now, forget that and listen to what I say.
All right. Go ahead.
Now, we know what the store did for us.
Yeah.
But now, let's look at our picture show.
Look at it.
Yeah, now, we've just been running that for about a month now. You know how much profits we've got out of that already?
Well, I know in that box where we keep the picture show money, there's about $90.
That's right. $90 in 1 month. Again, $6 in 30 years or more. And it don't take no figuring at all to see which of them two businesses is the best paying, does it?
Well, no, but of course, now, Lum, we taking store money to remodel that old warehouse into the picture show. And the warehouse never cost us anything.
I'm just talking about profits now.
Well, ain't there still some bills to pay on the picture show?
A few. But the rate we're making money over there, we can pay them bills off in no time at all.
We can.
There ain't no two ways about it. That picture show is the best idea we ever studied up.
Yeah, it's a good one, yeah.
So now I'm going to make a suggest. And I don't want you to fly off in the handle, neither.
Huh?
Just keep perfect calm and don't say nothing till I give you all the arguments in favor of it.
Well,
just recollect that I'm a better business head than you are.
Well, I'm against it right now.
Well, you hear it now. And recollect, your judgment ain't much good on business matters.
Well, no, I don't reckon it is, Lum.
You know how mixed up you get trying to figure out our bookkeeping system.
Oh, yeah, that thing, I can't figure that at all, huh?
And you can't hardly add up a column of figures, let alone get them to come out right.
Well, no, I ain't much good at that, I'll admit it.
So, all in all, you're a mighty poor businessman.
Well, it just looks like it. I want cut out for a businessman, Lum. I just ain't no good at all, eh?
So, natural, the best thing for you to do is follow the suggestion of a man that's a natural-born business executive. Experts on finance matters. Man that knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, well, I reckon that's all I can do. What's this fella's name that you want me to follow?
What's me?
You?
I'm him.
Oh, well, I must not have heard what you were saying, Lum, because besides being a poor businessman, I must be losing my hearing, too.
Now, here's the suggest.
Well, go ahead, but I won't understand it. Ignorant as I am, Lum, I won't know what you're talking about.
Abner? Now, let's raise money to enlarge our picture show by selling... Well, I hate to tell you this.
Huh?
By selling the store.
Why, sure, that's the thing to do, sell ink. Sell a store.
Now, wait, Abner, now...
Sell a Jot 'em Down store? Now, listen,
Abner, I told you to keep calm.
I'm keeping calm, and we ain't going to sell a store.
But wait now, Abner, I ain't done explaining it to you.
Yes, you are. You're all done. You're finished
but, Abner,
right now.
Don't you want to get to be a millionaire?
No, sir, I don't want to even be a thousandaire. Or at least ways not if we have to sell a store to do it.
But wouldn't you like to own a bigger place, like a big range?
Big range?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Lum. Our place is big enough, Lum. Elizabeth's got all she can do now to keep up what we got. I just wouldn't think of asking her to do all that extra plowing and harvesting and cattle branding and all that. I just couldn't stand to watch her do it. No, I'm too much of a true gentleman.
But listen, Ellie, every night we have to turn folks away from the picture show because there ain't enough room for them inside.
Yeah.
Now, if we was to enlarge the theater and make more
money... Well, go ahead and enlarge it if you want to, Lum, but I ain't going to have nothing to do with
it. Well, I got to have money to enlarge it. The only way I know of to raise money is to sell the store.
Well, you can stop right there, because we ain't going to sell the store.
All right, then. If you're going to be stubborn-minded and narrow-minded and short-sighted and backwoodsy, go ahead and be that way.
All right.
Maybe you ain't selling, but I am.
Huh?
I'm selling my half of this store. And I know where I can find a ready buyer for it, too. Squire Skimp.
Squire Skimp? Now, just a minute, Outlaw. I ain't going to have Squire Skimp for no partner now.
You better sell your half of the store, too, then. Come in with me on the deal.
No, sir. I ain't going to do it, no.
All right, then you have Squire for a partner.
I don't get just a minute. I'll buy your half the store myself before I let that snake in the weeds get in there with me.
All right, that's a deal.
Yes, sir.
I'll sell to you. Here, shake on it.
Well, now, just a minute. Don't stick your hand out there now. I don't know where I want to do that or not yet.
Well, why not?
I want to study.
You like the store, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I don't know where I want myself for a partner or not, Lum. See, I don't know if I could get along with me or not.
I don't blame you. I've had you for a partner for years, and I can't get along with you.
Yeah, I'm pretty high-strung over this line off the handle, and I'd get mad at myself. That'd be awful bad if me and me didn't speak for a while.
That's just plumb silly.
Well, I wouldn't want a partner that's as poor a business head as I am, Lum. We'd go broke in no time at all.
I would. So you better sell and join me. Get out of it.
No, I don't want to do that. All right, doggies. I believe I'd rather go broke right here. Yes, sir. I'll buy your half the store. That's what I'll do.
Well, good. It's a deal, then. Here, shake on it.
All right. Put it right there. Oh, don't do that, Lum. You squeeze my hand too hard.
Well, you're the sole owner here now.
Yeah.
But I don't mind telling you, you're making a mistake. That picture show is worth twice as much as the store is.
Twice as much?
Why, sure.
I don't care if it is worth three times as much. I know.
Wait a minute, though. Where are you going to raise the money to pay me for my half of the store?
Well, Dog, is that right?
I need cash money so I can enlarge over there.
Well, how much would you want for your half the store, Lum?
Well, let's see.
How much?
Times like the air and prices on the upswing. Well, I'd say my half was worth at least
$10,000. $10,000?
Yeah, of course, now, for you, I'd be willing to cut that down to...
Wait just a minute now. Let me study about this a minute. $10,000. Oh, I know where I can raise the money. Actually, I can raise $20,000 right now.
$20,000?
Yes, sir. I just happened to recollect something. I still own half the picture show business, don't I?
Yeah, that's right.
The picture show is worth twice as much as a store, why, I ought to be able to get $20,000 from my half the picture show.
Well, now, just a...
Wait. And I know who's just dying to get hold of part of that picture show, too. Squire Skimp.
Squire?
Yes,
now,
sir.
Now, wait a minute, Abner.
And you know, he's been trying to get in there, Lon. He'll pay any price for it.
Yeah, but I swore Squire would never get interest in that theater, and I granted he'll never do it, neither.
Well, then you better buy my half of it. Because if you don't, I'm going to sell it to Squire just as sure as the world.
All right. I'll buy it myself.
Yeah, you better do it.
Fact is, I want to own the whole thing anyway. Make it easier when I start branching out and putting up other picture shows in Cherry Hill and Odin and I don't know where all.
You mean you're going to put up some more picture shows?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a whole chain of them. Theaters. Theaters. But it's too late for you to get in on it, because you sold out.
I don't want to get in on it. The deal's done, mate. Here, let's shake on it again. Put it
All right. Now I'll draw up some legal papers to make it sure enough binding on both parties. We're both signing.
Yes, sir. I'm for it. Now, let's see. Let me figure this out. Now, just where I stand on this thing. I owe you $10,000 for your half the store. That's right, $10,000.
Yeah.
And then you owe me $20,000 for my half the theater. 10 from 20, yeah.
Okay.
That leaves you owing me a balance of $10,000.
Wait a minute here. Something's wrong.
I'm satisfied. This makes
sense. Yeah, but them big figures there are getting you all mixed up.
Am I mixed up?
Start over and refigure it.
Oh.
I'll try to simplify it for you this time.
Yeah, get me straight on it.
Because you ain't no head for business matters.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Now, see. Just $90 in the picture show treasury, ain't it?
Yeah.
Abner, would you be willing to sell your half the show for
$90?
$90? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's a little under the $20,000 I've
asked. Well, it's a cash money, though. Right on the barrel head.
All right. Cash money, $90. Yeah.
Good. That's your money in the picture show box there.
Yeah, that's mine. See, now, Levi, I'll just count it to make sure that I got $90 here. I counted it.
In regards to my half of the store, I'll figure that's worth at least...
$45.
$45?
Well, you said the theater's worth twice as much as the store, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but
well,
I
can see $45. I'll just count that right out of here for you, right out of this $90 I got here.
Ain't much, but... Quick as I get the editor's chain of theaters running, I'll be lighting cigars with $45 deal.
42, 43, 44, 45. There you
go.
Got that. All that. $45.
How much obliged?
Say, Lum, weren't half of that $90 mine in the first place?
Huh?
Well, see, we made that money, that $90, while I was still in partnership with you, so I ought to be entitled to half the profits, aren't I? Half of that $90.
I reckon so.
Half of that, that's right.
Can't figure no other way, I don't believe.
Yeah, let's see. I'll just take that $45 back again, and, we're all square.
Well, wait now. I guess you're right. Yeah, that's yours.
Yeah, well, when are you going to draw up them papers?
Well, I'll go back in the feed room and draw them up right now. The quicker I get started on my theater chain, the better, I know that.
Well, now, drawing up good and legal law.
I will, don't you worry.
Oh, did I hate to lose old Lum as a partner. How an ignorant feller like me is ever going to get along by himself, I'll never know. Doggies. Why couldn't I have been a good businessman like Lum? I just don't know.